This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 470, entitled Proof That BitChute Subtly Censors. Description. This flyer presents clear evidence that BitChute is blocking the search for masculist videos on my channel that have the word Jew in the title. This is no coincidence, as the stats show. So the Manosphere needs to be aware that freedom of speech on BitChute is not total. BitChute is under the thumb of the Jewish elite to some extent. Now, the flyer itself. Proof That BitChute Subtly Censors, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email: profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website: profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer aims to prove that BitChute, the video hosting company that prides itself on providing freedom of speech, is in fact subtly censoring, as this flyer shows. Nearly all the video content providers in the Manosphere have a hatred towards YouTube because of its sexist, hypocritical policy of promoting feminist videos and cancelling masculist and MGTOW videos. The CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, pronounced Wo as in woe is me and Jisky as in frisky, who created this policy, is the most hated woman on the internet by the Manosphere. Not surprisingly, droves of Manosphere men, that's MGTOW, masculists, PUAs, MRAs, etc., have uploaded their videos to other video hosting company sites. In my case, I have my masculist videos on four separate sites: BitChute, Minds, Odyssey, and Locals. I and others do this because we are putting our eggs in more than one basket. In 2019, I started getting strikes from YouTube, which put me in panic mode. I already had several hundred videos of me reading aloud my masculist flyers, that's in brackets, two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, and did not want to lose them. So I dropped everything and frantically uploaded all my masculist videos to two other video hosting sites, that is BitChute and Minds. It was a good thing I did, since late in 2019, YouTube deleted my entire masculist channel. But thank God, I had the links to these videos stored on BitChute and Minds on my website, so the world was able to continue watching them. On BitChute, I get typically about 300 to 400 hits a day. I kept up the links to my masculist videos on YouTube as a form of anti-ad to YouTube's sexist hypocrisy, so that users could click on three different links for each video. If they clicked on the BitChute or the Minds link, they could watch the video. But if they clicked on the YouTube video link, they get a message saying that this channel has been deleted. Users can thus see that BitChute and Minds are not censoring my videos, whereas YouTube does, by totally deleting my masculist channel, the hypocritical, sexist bitches. But things are more subtle than that. Sometime before writing this flyer, I was uploading my masculist flyers to two other video hosting sites, namely Odyssey.com, that's Odyse.com, and Locals, Locals.com, and noticed something odd. I was using my BitChute site to cut and paste descriptions of my Maskers videos while uploading them to Odyssey, and noticed from time to time that when I went searching for a maskless flyer, according to its flyer number and the keyword maskism, for example, 103 maskism, sometimes I'd be given the message, no matches were found. At first, I thought this might be just a bug, a technical glitch in BitChute's software, but it happened several more times until it became clear that there was a pattern, a strong correlation between the appearance of the word Jew in the title and the message, no matches were found. Before I describe the experiment that I devised to test this hypothesis that I describe below, I ought to say something about why the word Jew appears in nearly a dozen of my maskless videos. I have a real contempt for what the Jewish banksters are doing to humanity. I have downloaded many hundreds of books and essays written by professors and PhDs who have studied these issues. I am deeply suspicious that the Jewish-controlled deep state of the US is promoting strife between the sexes as a way to fulfill their Satanist, Frankist policy to conquer the Goy and to rule the earth from Jerusalem, to kill off the Goy and then have the earth to themselves, which is the Talmudic prophecy that these banksters believe in. It sounds insane, but when one studies what they believe, it becomes terrifyingly real. The Jewish elite have always used the strategy of divide and conquer to promote internal strife amongst the enemies of the Jews as a way to create distraction amongst their enemies so that their enemies pay less attention to the negative things that these Jewish banksters are doing to them. For example, robbing Americans of half of their federal taxes due to their control of the Fed, printing money out of thin air, brackets, lending it to the US government, then forcing by law that US taxpayers repay that borrowed money with interest, which is the largest scam in history, that is, grand theft. The Jews set up and funded the NAACP, that's National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, to promote dispute between blacks and whites. Jews pushed for the opening of the borders so that non-white, non-Protestant religionists could enter the US, so that internal intercultural disputes would be promoted, thus distracting the Goy from expressing Goyish negative attitudes towards the Jews. Given the above pattern, I am very suspicious that the same reasoning has been applied by the Jewish elite to the divorce courts. The Rockefeller Foundation, Jewish run, promoted the rise of feminism by giving money to Gloria Steinem and her feminist magazine, Ms. The feminists then took over the divorce courts and made them so toxic for men that a whole men's lib movement has grown up, hating the fluffy feminists who want equal rights with men in the parliaments but reject equal obligations with men to share equally the burden of earning the living by not bothering to get a career competent education, so that women can be FIPs, that's financially independent persons, as adults, and not expect, fluffy style, to parasite off the money and labour of a man, thus manslaving him for decades, a hugely greater gender crime against men than rape is against women. What better distraction for the Jewish deep state, the Jewish banksters, who print money out of thin air to bribe the politicians to do what the banksters want, than to have half of the population arguing against the other half, that is, men against women, maskers against feminists. This is the end of part one.